As world powers involved in the Iran nuclear talks work to secure a deal that addresses Western concerns about Tehran's ability to develop nuclear weapons and Iran's desires for sanctions relief, both the U.S. and Iran are saying they do not favor talks beyond July 1st. President Barack Obama made that point clear during an appearance with German Chancellor Angela Merkel this week.
At this juncture, I don't see a further extension being useful if they have not agreed to the basic formulation and the bottom line that the world requires to have confidence that they're not pursuing a nuclear weapon.
At a security conference in Germany this month, Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif went further, saying even if there is no agreement at all, he does not believe it would be, as he put it, the end of the world.
I do not believe another extension is in the interest of anybody, as I did not believe this extension was either necessary or useful.
But these hardline stances could be more about strategy, says nuclear policy analyst James Acton.
I think this is largely a negotiating tactic. I think that each side is trying to put pressure on the other side to make an agreement.
But Acton says the strategy has its flaws.
But the problem with this strategy is that it's very hard to make this threat credible.
Non-proliferation specialist Kelsey Davenport says both the U.S. and Iran want a deal within this second extension because of mounting domestic pressures.
In the United States, there is this idea that Iran is just buying for time, that they're not serious about a deal, that they may covertly be pursuing a nuclear weapons program. So I think both sides realize that they need to cinch this deal before the hardliners gain momentum.
One of the sticking points in the talks has been uranium enrichment levels. Western negotiators want a deal that assures them that Iran cannot use its nuclear facilities to develop weapons. As they seek a resolution on this issue, Iran has become increasingly vocal in its calls for immediate sanctions relief if there is a deal. Both sides stand to lose tremendously if these negotiations fall apart, says Acton.
Iran loses because it will lose sanctions relief and there is a risk of military action. And the P5 plus one loses if negotiations fall apart because all of the constraints on Iran's nuclear program will evaporate.
A diplomatic solution will not be perfect, says Acton, but could be what he calls the least bad solution available. Pam Dawkins, VOA News, the State Department.